Joining us now on the fifth quarter show is Coach Jim Stoner of the Higginsville Boys. Coach has been around the area for a long time. Great, not calling you old or anything, Coach, but you've always been a loyal caller. Big win tonight, conference win tonight. You avenged an earlier loss against Holden. You come out with a big 75-50 win. You got to feel pretty good about tonight's win. Talk about the game tonight.
Yeah, first of all, you probably are calling me old, but that's okay. Yeah, it was, of course, senior nights, always kind of special, kind of exciting. And we started five of our six seniors tonight. You know, really proud of our seniors for helping turn our year around. We honestly weren't very good before Christmas, and we were injury-plagued. And, you know, I give our seniors' attitude and work ethic and just being more mature than some of our younger kids to kind of help us turn the corner. And we do have some really good young players that play a lot. But so for senior night, for us to come out with a big win, kind of avenge an overtime loss we had at Holden, was pretty exciting.
And you talked a little bit about your seniors. Basketball is a long year, and sometimes it takes some of that 18-year-old leadership and work ethic, and a lot of times they may not be the stars during the game, but in practice, a lot of times they're the kids that drive your practices. Would you agree with that?
Oh, no question about it, Coach. No question. Our six seniors, I've mentioned them. Jordan Golden, point guard. Mason Gash, Noah Isles, Dennessy Dawkins, Dawson Coral, and Maddox Bennett, those six. Really happy for them tonight. And each one of them provided different roles for the team. It takes some of that. I liked it. You know, when we went through some rough stretches, we needed some seniors to step up and show the younger kids that you can still practice hard, no excuses. And that's really what has occurred for us this year.
Coach, you guys had a tough game against Richmond on Tuesday. You fell 73-55. Do you have any takeaways from that game of anything that you could build on from that game?
Yeah, actually, that's a lot closer game than the final score indicates. I'm sure Coach Tremaine would feel the same way. We battled them. It was 46-all. And late in the third quarter, they hit a shot at the buzzer of the third quarter to hit a three to take a three-point lead, 49-46 going into the fourth. Once they caught fire there, and then they pulled away in the fourth, and final score really not indicative of how close it was for three and a half quarters. Our kids really battled, played them much better this time than we did 2 weeks ago. So that's something to build on because certainly going into our district, we have a chance to play our conference schools for a third time and Carrollton first. So there are some really good takeaways in that game. Kaiser Ganvega, our other sophomore, our second leading scorer, had 22 against Richmond. Played really well as they were all over Rumsey, our leading scorer. And then tonight, I did want to mention Mason Rumsey tonight, only a sophomore, our leading scorer, got his 1,000th point during tonight's third quarter.
So it sounds like the future is promising, but in the immediate future, like you said, next Tuesday, Class 3 District 14 is at Chillicothe. You guys play Carrollton for a third time. Sometimes it's not easy playing teams that many times in the season. What are you going to have to do Tuesday to hopefully get a rematch with Richmond?
Yeah, no question. They didn't have their 6'6 kid the first two times we played. So we know he's a presence inside defensively. He'll certainly alter shots, block shots, all that. We got to make sure we're able to be effective in the half-court stuff, what we run, he will make a difference in there. So we expect a tough game. We anticipate we're going to have to work hard and play well to get through that first round.